Alliant Energy's Nelson Dewey plant burns coal to generate 200 megawatts of electricity. The company wants to add 300 megawatts, with about 90% of the new power coming from coal and at least 10% from burning renewable fuels. Alliant spokesman Rob Crane says the alternative fuels commitment is significant.
We're going to use locally harvested alternative fuels, whether it's hay from Wisconsin fields, leftover corn stalks, or waste wood from Wisconsin forests. We're currently working with state farmers and wood producers to develop a sustainable market for a fair price.
Crane says if the market is sustainable, the percentage of power at Cassville from alternative sources would grow. He says the plant needs to be 90% coal to start with because Alliant has a responsibility to provide affordable power. Crane says the type of coal-burning technology at the new Nelson Dewey boiler, along with smokestack scrubbers, would cut mercury, sulfur, and nitrogen oxide pollution. But environmental groups say the plant could erase gains the state hopes to make in reducing global warming emissions. Katie Nicola is with Clean Wisconsin.
What they're proposing to build is called a CFB, or circulating fluidized bed coal plant, which actually is worse in terms of global warming pollution even than the plants that are under construction in Oak Creek and Wausau.
Nicola says Cassville and the other coal plants would be putting out carbon dioxide pollution and other greenhouse gases for decades. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.